Psalm 45. For the music director, according to Lilies. Of the Korahites, a maskil, a love song. My heart is stirred with a beautiful theme. I address my work to the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful scribe. You are the most handsome of all men. Grace pours from your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword on your thigh, O mighty one. Array yourself with glory and majesty. In your majesty, ride on victoriously. For the sake of truth, humility, and righteousness, make your right hand perform awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp. They pierce the heart of the king's enemies. The people prostrate themselves beneath you. Your king, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of fairness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. Your royal robes are scented with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. Out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. King's daughters are among your honored women. At your right hand stands the queen, decked in gold from Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house. For the king desires your beauty. Since he is your lord, bow before him. The daughter of Tyre will present a gift before you. The richest nation will seek your favor. The presence of the princess is absolutely stunning. Her gown is interwoven with gold. She is led to the king in embroidered robes. Her virgin companions attend her and are brought to you. With gladness and joy they are led as they enter into the king's palace. Your sons will succeed your fathers, whom you will make rulers in the earth. I will cause your name to be remembered through all generations, so the nations will praise you forever and ever. Psalm 45.